بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم مرة أخرى في برنامجكم العربية للجميع. Respected listeners and our students, once again welcome you to this program العربية للجميع, Arabic for all. And in this program we are learning the Quran, the language of the Quran. We are learning the language of the Sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the language of the Sahaba, the Tabi'een and pious people. The language which inshallah will enable you, if you learned it, if you made some effort to learn, that you will be able to understand better, inshallah, understand better the Quran, understand better the Ahadith, develop your khushu' in salah, inshallah. All this we're giving to you as intentions also, to make a new intention, renew your intention always while you're studying this language with us over the airwaves of Radio Islam. You will be able, inshallah, to get more rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ. Indeed, your actions are measured according to your intentions. So always let's make good intentions. We are learning, we are spending this time struggling and striving in order to learn the Arabic language and develop our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are learning from the Noble Quran. Don't forget, if you're not amongst the students of Al-Arabiyatul Jamee, you still can join us by just giving your telephone number, your name, to our engineer, Brother Salim, and he will give you a student number, and you will be able, inshallah, to communicate through the student number. You don't have to tell your name every time. You can just communicate with us through the student number. And this will actually help you to practice the Arabic language, develop your Arabic language always while you interacting with us in the program. Every second program, we make conversation with our students. We speak, we revise, we ask questions. So, inshallah, you will be able to communicate, and you won't forget whatever you have learned in the past. In addition to that, also we recommend that you have a notebook and write down whatever we say from important vocabs, expressions, sentences. You write it down in the notebook and organize it, some part of it or section of it to the names, section of it to the verbs, section to the important expressions, and section to the grammatic basis which you're studying. And so you will be able, inshallah, to follow up with us and make your own dictionary of the Arabic language. Open your kitab. That's the Quran, the Noble Quran. Everybody got the Noble Quran. That's why we insisted to learn from the Noble Quran specifically and directly. Open your kitab, the Noble Quran, on Surah Al-Baqarah. That's Surah number 2 in the Noble Quran, chapter number 2, verse number 74. Verse number 74. ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً وإن من الحجارة لما يتفجر منه الأنهار وإن منها لما يشقق فيخرج منه الماء وإن منها لما يهبط من خشية الله وما الله بغافل عما تعملون. We'll study this verse today, inshallah. It's a bit lengthy verse. ثم قست قلوبكم. ثم, Allah is still speaking about the Banu Israel, the children of Israel, Israel nation, and how he sent them different ayat, different verses, different signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, different miracles, yet their hearts were hardened. Thumma means then. Thumma means then. Thumma. Fa, meem, and shadda on top of the meem. Then you'll find a small dash on top of the shadda, so it's, we stress more on the letter meem, and we pronounce it with a a. Thumma. See? Thumma. And you have to pronounce it thu, not sa, not summa. Thumma. If you pronounce it summa, it will change the meaning totally. Just one letter, one different pronunciation, it will change the meaning totally. Summa, that's referring to the poison. The sum is the poison. Seen and mean. Sum, poison. While thumma, that's the meaning of then. Thumma means then. So, thumma means then. Sum is the poison. The difference is just the pronunciation, fa or sa. Fa or sa. The fa, we take our tongue a little bit out while you're pronouncing it. Fa. Fa. Try to pronounce thumma. It means then. Thumma is then. Thumma qasat. Qasat is past tense. Hardened. Hardened. Qasat, past tense, from yaqsu. Yaqsu, qasa. يقسو, يقسو means to become hard. لا تقسو على ابنك. Don't become hard on your child. لا تقسو, don't become hard. taking from that the word qaswa. Qaswa, harshness. Qaswa is referring to harshness. And taking from that also qasi. Qasi al-qalb. You got a hard heart. This man got a hard heart. Referring to someone who is not kind. Qasi al-qalb. Qasiyat al-qalb. Qasiyat al-qalb for female. Talking to a female, this adjective. Qasiyah. Qasiyah means she is hard. Qasiyah. Hard. Now, the verb is yaqsu, which in the present tense form means to become hard. And qasa, past tense. Qasa, past tense means became hard or hardened. And then qasat, because we're talking about the hearts, and the hearts here is a feminine word. Qulub is a feminine word. Qasat, in with a ta, ta or ta'anith. Qasat qulubukum. Your hearts became hard. Or your hearts hardened. Qasat qulubukum. Qulubukum is a plural of qalb. And qalb means heart. Qalb means heart. Pronounce it correct. Qalb, not kalb. Qalb, not kalb. Kalb is dog. Qalb is heart. Qalb, kalb. Qalb, kalb. Qalb, heart. Kalb, dog. Qalb, the plural is qulub, while kalb, the plural is kilab. Kalb, the plural is kilab, not qulub. It's kilab. That's kalb. Kalb, kilab. Kalb means the dog. And the plural is kilab. While qalb, the plural is qulub, and the meaning is hearts. Qulub is hearts. Now we're talking about qulubukum, your hearts. Speaking to the Banu Israel. Qasat qulubukum, your hearts became hard, or your hearts hardened. Qasat qulubukum, your hearts, that kaf and mim, your hearts. Qulubukum, the second person, masculine plural possessive pronoun. ثم قست قلوبكم من بعد ذلك من from بعد from after ذلك that from after that ثم قست قلوبكم من بعد ذلك you can translate it all of it together. Your hearts became hardened after that, after all these miracles, after all these signs. من بعد ذلك من from بعد after بعد باء عين دال بعد and ذلك that من بعد ذلك from after that. فهي كالحجارة فهي كالحجارة. Here speaking about here means she, but here it means they, because he's speaking about the hearts. So he's speaking about the feminine plural pronoun for here, for they for the female, for the hearts. The hearts is here feminine word. فهي the hearts became كالحجارة. كالحجارة, like the stones. حجارة is stones. Also حجارة can refer to rocks. Also حجارة can refer to bricks. The same word حجارة, حجر, can mean حجر الصخر, which is a rock. حجر الصخر, the rock. And can mean also حجر, which we use in building, a brick. Or the stones. The stones. الحجارة. حجارة, bricks or stones. كالحجارة, like the حجارة, like the, became like the stones. The hearts became like the stones. Very hard, very harsh hearts. Very closed hearts, very sealed hearts. Nothing is entering. No advice is benefiting. May Allah protect us all. فهي كالحجارة. Whenever you put كاف in front of the noun, then it means like that, like. Like. هو كرجل. He is like a man. He is like that. Like is ك in Arabic. Just add the كاف and attach it to the word after that, the noun after that. It will be like that. Alright? So this is the base we're studying, yeah? Just put كاف in front of the noun. It means like that noun. Okay? So, كالحجارة, the singular is حجر, حجر, ha, jim, ra, حجر. Also, there is another plural for that, حجر حجارة or حجر أحجار. Also, you can use أحجار. So, there is another plural for that word. And that's the beauty of the Arabic language, you can use different plurals to some words.
In English, you just put stone, stones, just put the S. No, in Arabic, it's different. You can put, you can, it has different plural bases here we can use. And we need to understand that and we need to memorize that. So Hajar, you can use Hijara and you can use Ahjar also. Ahjar. أو أشد قسوة أو أشد قسوة. So he said هي كالحجارة فهي كالحجارة. It's like the stones. أو 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 means أو أو ألف همزة on top of the ألف واو أو means أو أو. I hope you're writing down. أو أو أشد قسوة or even more stronger, stronger in harshness, in hardness, or even strong or even stronger in hardness. أو أشد قسوة. أشد شديد from شديد which means strong. رجل شديد is a strong man. رجل شديد strong man. برد شديد it is a strong cold or severe cold. Right? So the word شديد, the adjective شين دال يا دال it means strong or severe. أشد stronger stronger. أشد ألف شين دال أشد أشد قسوة it's even more harder or it's even stronger in hardness. قسوة. قسوة. This is the noun now. قسوة. The noun is قسوة. Hardness. وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ. Now so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that why it's أشد قسوة. Why it's so more even harder than the rocks or the stones. Because. Now he's giving you the reasons. وَإِنَّ. And indeed. وَإِنَّ means indeed. Wa means and inna means indeed. And indeed, min al-hijara. Now see it. See the reason. Min al-hijara. From the stones. Lama yatafajjaru minhu al-anhar. That lama ya means certainly. Which you will find streams are coming out of it. Streams coming out of the of this hajar. A stone will break and then some beneficial thing will come out of it. That's the water. It will anguish from it. The water will gush from that. The water of the rivers. Make small rivers or streams. لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ From it. الْأَنْهَارِ The rivers. Anhar is a plural of nahar. Nahar means river. Nahar means river or stream. You can also use stream. Nahar, river or stream. الْأَنْهَارِ The rivers. يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارِ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا also from the stones. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا and from it. Indeed from it. لَمَا also which indeed or certainly which يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءِ يَشَّقَّقُ means split asunder. It will split. يَشَّقَّقُ يَشَّقَّقُ means it will split. يَشَّقَّقُ it will split. فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءِ يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ فَيَخْرُجُ it will come out of it. What will come out of it? مِنْهُ from it. مِنْهُ means from it. يَخْرُج means to come out. يَخَرَجِيم يَخْرُج يَخْرُج means to come out. أُخْرُج go out. أُخْرُج command verb means go out. أُخْرُج أُدْخُل the opposite of it is أُدْخُل. أُدْخُل means to come in. يَدْخُل to enter. يَخْرُج to come out. فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءُ so it will split asunder, some stones will split asunder, and then the water will come out of it. فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءُ مَاءُ water. Water, مَاءُ. Right, another thing. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا also, from the rocks, from the stones. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا and from it, and indeed from it, from the rocks. لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ which will يَهْبِطُ fall down, it will fall down. من خشية الله out of the fear of Allah من خشية الله from fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you will find some rocks some stones would fall down subhanallah everything as it comes in the Quran in another verse everything glorify Allah everything fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even the solid things even the rocks the stones but we don't know their language we don't know their attitude but Allah knows it وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ everything it says here that and from it from the rocks from the stones that some of it will will fall down out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While the hearts of those people, of those disbelievers, it became very hard. It's not responding at all to any advisors or any beneficial message.
وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ وَمَا اللَّهُ
وَمَا is negation. Negate what comes after it. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ Allah is not unaware. غافل is not unaware. The verb is يغفل. يغفل means to become unaware or unconscious. That's يغفل. To become unaware or unconscious or sleepy. Also one of the meanings of it. غافل or heedless, someone who's heedless or unaware. So Allah is not heedless, is not unaware of what they are doing.
وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ عَمَّا means of what or about what you are doing.
Allah is not heedless of what you are doing. He knows it very well. Allah is not unaware of what you're doing. No, no, no. He knows it very well.
وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ
is not unaware of what they are doing. We'll stop here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. We'll go for a short break, and after that, hopefully we can give some short message of an important dialogue.